humbled by misery, he presented himself at the counting-house of the wronged. Mr. William Grant was there alone, and his first words to the delinquent were,
"Shut the door, sir,"
sternly uttered. The door was shut, and the libeler stood trembling before the libeled. He told his tale and produced his certificate, which was instantly clutched by the injured merchant.
"You wrote a pamphlet against us once," exclaimed Mr. Grant.
The suppliant expected to see his parchment thrown into the fire, but this was not its destination. Mr. Grant took a pen, and, writing something upon the document, handed it back to the bankrupt. He, poor wretch, expected to see "Rogue, Scoundrel, Libeler" inscribed, but there was, in fair round characters, the signature of the firm.
"We make it a rule," said Mr. Grant, "never to refuse signing the certificate of an honest tradesman, and we have never heard that you were anything else."
The tears started into the poor man's eyes.